Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The top 10, you know, Duke is probably the exception because they had a lot of freshmen and Proctor graduated, but they still brought back Caleb Foster. You know, I mean, they still brought back some piece, but they added the Boozers. You know, that's another thing that Memphis ain't doing right. They're not, and they added Dame Saar, but they still brought back Darren Harris. They still brought back Malik Brown. They still brought back Big Pat, and they still brought back Caleb Foster. I think I might have said his name twice, but that's the point, is that they still brought back four guys. You know, UConn brought back Terrace Reed, solo ball, Alex Caravan. Purdue, we talked about. Houston brought back Tugler, Uzan, Emmanuel Sharp. You know, Arizona brought back Jaden Bradley. Louisville brought back, you know, a lot of their big pieces, and again added the you know, hit the portal pretty hard. You know, Michigan did not bring back as much, but they hit the portal very hard and spent the most money. Illinois last night, Boswell, the guard, you know, he's coming back. Humberkaus there at the end was hitting the threes. He's a returner. So BYU, Richie Saunders came back. Florida, everybody back. That's your top 10. That's your top 10. And so, folks, it could not be. I mean, Alabama last night, I'm top five and all of them file on. Aiden Holloway, bringing these players back. If you don't do that, and if you certainly don't do it year to year, you're going to be at a disadvantage. There's just no question about that. And no starker will the difference be than tonight. It's a team that's lived and thrived on convincing players to return, maybe even for less money, versus a team that is just starting over from scratch wholesale. So maybe Memphis can keep it with, you know, I mean, we've seen it before, but this is the job now. The job now is somehow, some way, have a core to build on. And if you don't have that, you're not going to win at a high level. It's just the truth.
Well, it's been, the ramp up, boy, it's been a very slow process. Maybe the slowest we've ever seen. But Ingram, you know, what was it, 5 minutes last time? Like, it's literally been increments. But you need to get more. And you might as well in a game that you're supposed to lose and lose big anyway tonight. Another sort of, what can I pull from this game? Getting him out there, getting him up to 7-10 minutes, because we've seen these bigs, and it's rough. And I'm talking about, I ain't talking about tonight. We know it'll be rough again, particularly with this way this team off, you know, hits the offensive glass. You know, you're struggling enough. That guy with his size, you know, you're gonna need him to fend off some of these American teams. Maybe even you can get him into some shape by the time you hit mid of this non-conference. He's able to contribute for you. I see something there. I see more of a ball player than I do with the other bigs. At least somebody that within structure, right, you can do a little inside out with. We talked about that in the few minutes he got out there. We saw some things actually look like a big man. Got to the free throw line.
Yep.
Four times in the short time he was out there. They got to get more out of him. And then if you can, you know, my kid from UT Rio Grande Valley State, quad injury.
We're Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
When I see him, I will, again, that's when we'll commit to knowing his name.
Yeah. H-A-H.
Is he real? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. That's the theme of the day. Stay tuned. Dan Wolkin is going to join us at 12:25. I also would like to ask him his thoughts on Memphis basketball. You know, he used to cover the team. You know, so
it's not
often that we get two former Tiger beat writers from the Commercial Appeal on the show at the same time.
I can guess what he's going to say.
Yes. so anyway, we'll do that in just a little bit. Stick around, J&J 92 FM ESPN. All right, we're back. J&J 92 FM ESPN. Dan Wolkin's going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk to him about college football, coaching carousel. Very busy one, it seems like, this particular off season. Not even off season. It's happening in season. So we'll do that with Dan at 12:25. Let's do the rundown. Someone pull me up a double shot of whiskey. My basketball teams are both playing tonight. I need another double shot. Need some Everclear or not. Oh, my good Lord. The cross-eyed David takes on Goliath. It's a lovable David now. It's a lovable David, but it ain't. We're not seeing clearly, I don't think, yet. You know, we're trying to figure out what our best is with this Memphis basketball team. 15-point dogs to Purdue. I do think if you want to point out some positives, I'll find you some positives. They're thin, but they exist. Sincere Parker had 17 off the bench against Purdue in the tournament last year for McNeese State.
Okay.
All right. I'm doing my best. Doing the best I can. It's a tough spot. Doug McDaniel has played Braden Smith in the past at Michigan when he was at Michigan and played pretty decently. Now, again, talking about 2 or 3 years ago, I do think this Purdue team is better than they were a year ago because they went out and they added Oscar Clough, who's an absolute monster down there in the paint. So you get him and Trey Kaufman Wren in the paint, and it is pretty damn difficult to operate. You know, that's as tough as it gets. If Doug has a great game, I think they can stay in this. You know, if we get the Doug that looked like that first half against Arkansas, right? I think it's well within the realm of possibility that it could happen. You know, and if Memphis can speed up Purdue and force turnovers, like obviously we know that can help too. But this year they are significantly worse in doing that. They've been top 100 under Penny every single year until this one. In terms of forcing turnovers, they're 227th in doing that this season. So if you don't speed up Purdue, and if you don't, you know, if you don't speed up Purdue and you don't turn them over, then you know what do you do? Can you win on the glass? Like, good luck with that. You're not going to do that against Purdue size. What they just did to an Alabama team that only got out rebounded by two last night against a top five big team in the country, in Illinois. So. Look, I'm trying to make the case that it can be competitive. It's 12 on KenPom. I believe it's 11 on Torvik. Now, Torvik has Purdue only as the seventh team in the country in terms of rating. I think that's pretty low. And I think a lot of that is because in their games against Evansville and Oakland, they didn't have Trey Kaufman Wren. And since they've had Trey Kaufman Wren, they have handled business against Alabama at Tuscaloosa, which to me feels like the best win of the season. And then they beat up on Akron. So, look, this is a tough job, man. Tough job tonight for Memphis. The goal is only to be 1-1. Really, I mean that's the goal is to somehow beat Wake Forest, who's a big dog tonight against Texas.
What's Forbes got?
Forbes has.
That's who you'll be.
Yeah,
you know, that's the reality, right?
I mean, I think Memphis will probably be an underdog, but it'll be a pick. I mean, it won't be anything crazy. It ain't going to be like you're an 8-point underdog to Wake Forest. They're 3-1 this year. They lost in overtime on a neutral floor to Michigan. I think they, Juke Harris, is their best player. I think he's been there for, 2 years now. They've got Makai Mason, Miles Colvin. So, you know, they've got some talent, but it's nothing crazy. So that's a very winnable game. That's a game where if like you're trying to salvage the season,
right,
you have to win that one. You lose that one, and it's like, it's kind of like the Kings game for the Grizzlies. It's like a winnable game against a team that's not that talented, and you got to do it. So tonight's just going to be like, all right, how do you stack up? Give us some hope that you can beat a Baylor or a Vandy at home. You know, that's what this one comes down to for me.
Yeah, it still comes down the same thing for me, just finding the guys that are going to fight. You're a heavy, heavy underdog here. It should not be about winning as much as it should be about sending messages tonight. I'm a narrative guy, but I think narratives, if you're Penny Hardaway, you got to use them. Especially in this opportunity where, listen, changing up the starting lineup to send a message might be a wise idea. Like we've talked about, Penny's going to, you know, I don't know if it's the Isolo or the Penny. You're going to pull players quickly anyway.
Yep.
And so maybe you can send a message to guys, you know, get them in the tank with you so that, yes, going forward, you've got 7-8 guys that are going to fight for you. That's what you got to find out tonight.
Yep. So anyway, it's a very intriguing game. We'll find out quite a bit about the heart of this group because it's number one. I mean, this is like college basketball, right? Like you look bad against UNLV, you come back, you send your best punch against number one. It's happened before. Let's see if Penny Hardaway can do it again. 5:00, CBS Sports Network, Memphis, Purdue, all the marbles tonight.
Thanks for getting us hype. Pre-game.
I really tried, bro. Not easy.
Kings Grizz going to start right here, 6:30 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tip at 7. Great Eric Castletine on the call. Grizzlies still a 2.5-point favorite, even with Jaren Jackson Jr. listed as doubtful tonight. John talked about it. Sabonis, maybe no for the Kings, but they do have credible NBA players. And Keegan Murray may be making his debut tonight. I know there's been some talk of that. I don't know that it's a certainty. But, again, you are so shorthanded, even at the, you know, right there at the point. And now Jaren Jackson Jr., who's supposed to be your number one option when Ja Morant's off the floor, is as well. The way I spin this, again, yeah, you need a win, and maybe the best way to it is to take that minutes restriction off of Cedric Coward if you're comfortable at least. I mean, what's the difference between 25, 27, you know, 28 minutes if, again, Cedric Coward's in a flow tonight? And that's the thing. I mean, Isolo has shown, even if Cedric went on that run, you know, hit a couple of threes, and Isolo's shown that game he's going to stick to the patterns and pulled him after San Antonio had called a timeout. This seems to be one of those games where you go back to feel. I mean, you're so shorthanded as it is, like we talked about, maybe this is an opportunity organizationally for Isolo to see what Cedric Coward can do
yep.
when made the number one option. Because what else do you have out there tonight to be number one? Now, it could lead to if you got a bad game from Cedric Coward and you've done this because it makes a lot of sense to do tonight since you're so shorthanded, it could lead, again, to an L that, listen, it's six straight. You know, I know you're looking at another opportunity with Dallas coming in here, but at six straight, you start looking around and you say, man, how bad is this going to get? It would be 10 of 11 at that point. We've looked at Sacramento as an opportunity, frankly, two here against Sacramento in the next few games as opportunities to get wins. So hopefully you can get on the back of Cedric Coward and he can show tonight, you know, and continue to impress these NBA veterans like Draymond Green, who have compared him to a possible Kawhi Leonard type. Continue to do that. I'd like to. We haven't seen him as the one option.
No, we haven't.
And so let's see Cedric Coward going around some ED screens tonight. Why not?
Why not? Let it rip. Let it fly.
You don't have anything else to throw at? What, are you going to make Vince the number one option? You're going to make Cam Spencer, God bless him, he hits shots, but they target him on the defensive end. Can't have him on the floor.
Turnover machine, too.
He does when you put him in that point guard spot. Lock unfortunately, you don't have any other options other than Vince.
No, we don't.
You know, and Vince is doing yeoman's work. Right now, as the point guard, he is.
I think we need to build a statue of Vince for his efforts.
No, but what we did was put the respect back on and switch his name back because he's brought that kind of effort. Yeah, that's one man that Isolo right now can look at and say, I can depend on you. You're gonna do what I ask, and it's gonna be relatively decent.
No doubt. Like when I squint my eyes,
Vince is back.
When I squint my eyes and I watch Vince Williams play point guard, if I rub them, I'm like, is that?
No, but
is that magic?
But I tell you this, that's funny. But he might be a better starter next to Cedric Coward than Jalen Wells, maybe.
I mean, Jalen, unfortunately,
yeah. Possibly.
Jalen,
Vince, because it's the shooting, and whichever one of them is going to shoot better. Plus, Vince again, the activity level's back.
Yep.
And so, you know, if we're going to see this Vince and he can knock down some shots, yep. I've got him out there ahead of Wells because I am not committed to Jalen Wells as a starter. Jalen Wells, great rotation player.
Jalen Wells has shown that he is not a starting NBA player. I've
got better, I'm going to go better. I know Ced's better. And in this case, dude, if Vince is hitting shots, I'm moving because that's more his position.
Yeah, Jalen Wells is an elite bench guy.
I would say. Elite bench.
Yeah. He's one of those dudes on OKC, like, you know,
yeah.
coming to 3-and-D dude. But a starter?
Yeah. He's not shooting the ball well enough. Like, he looks kind of uncomfortable.
Now, that shot's off this year. It's really hurt him. And last year, that's part of that, the reason he was able to stay out there after being thrown into the fire. That shot was falling.
I mean, the looks are pretty good.
For the most part.
To my, like, recollection, every shot, most of the shots he gets are in rhythm.
He can shoot.
I think the other problem for him is that, like, he doesn't really have much of a bag offensively. Like, he's basically just I don't want to call him catch and shoot guy, but like he's a guy that's gonna catch and shoot. Like he's not really a guy that creates his own shot. Like again,
I just think he's a good scorer on a second unit.
Yeah,
you know, good scorer for you on a second unit. And this time in the starting lineup, I think has helped him with that.
Yeah,
you know, once you can get things settled down, but to me, I'd rather have, you know, especially if Vince is going to knock down, you know, shoot a better percentage from outside, I'd rather have Vince out there next to Sid.
Yes.
Once I'm healthy and this thing's settled down a little bit.
But, I wonder how much we see of Gigi tonight.
It doesn't matter. It feels like organizationally, man, maybe even, you know, that you've moved on. Look at all this opportunity that you've had to play him, and you haven't, you know. You know, he hasn't been involved, so. I'm not holding out any hope for Gigi, although I wish him the best.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back. Dan Wilkins is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about all of, not this, but all of the college football coaching carousel, get his thoughts on Memphis basketball, everything going on. Stick around. Dan Wilkins from Yahoo Sports when we get back. J&J, 99.5 ESPN. Dan Wilkins is a national columnist who writes about college sports, college football, and lots of other things for Yahoo Sports. Once upon a time, he was the University of Memphis basketball beat writer here in town. And he's nice enough to join us now. Dan, what's happening, man? Thanks for the time, as always.
Hey, what's up?
A lot. I mean, does Lane Kiffin, like, this is just getting weird. It's getting, not weird, but awkward, I guess, is the word here, with just how much of a holding pattern everybody seems to be in. Is there a right way to do this? It feels like we haven't really seen a playoff coach in the modern era go through this. Like, is this being handled poorly, not poorly? Like, what do you just make of all of this?
It's been handled extremely poorly. I'm probably about to publish a column here talking about it. And it's disappointing, I think, because look, you got to make a decision. You have to be respectful to your employer. You have to be, you have to consider that you've got a team about to be in the college football playoff, most likely, that has a chance to win a national championship, and you are actively every day causing harm and damage to that team and to the prospects that they're going to even beat Mississippi State next week. This is a school at Ole Miss that's given you everything you've asked for. They've paid you a lot of money. They've said yes to everything. And it doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. But I think when you get in this process, you need to treat everybody with respect. And I think this whole act of, oh, everything's normal at Ole Miss and in Oxford today, everything's cool, that's not very respectful when you're talking about his family getting off a private plane in Baton Rouge to go tour houses. Like, it's ridiculous. So make a decision, make a call, and let everybody move on with their lives and do what they need to do. But he wants to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's tenable in this situation.
Well, I mean, at this point, it feels like, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, this isn't the way that you would behave if you were returning to Oxford, right? Like, would you?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if he returns to Oxford, I think it's most likely just, listen, like, I can't do this right now. I've got to coach this team in the playoffs. This is a once in a generation, once in a lifetime type of season. I've got to take this all the way to the end. But yeah, like if Ole Miss was like where he wanted to be, he would have already pulled his name out of the search and confirmed it. I mean, I think that's very obvious.
And is it Florida or LSU, Dan, in your mind, if you were picking today?
Yeah, I think it's LSU. Just from everything I've heard, I honestly don't think Florida's really in this right now.
So how quickly is, because John's looking at me because the last
Florida not even in it?
That's what I was telling him. This has changed, no, Dan, in terms of now LSU. Is LSU the favorite now? Is that what, or have you always believed it to be LSU?
I mean, I don't know exactly how I would characterize the evolution of it, but I think that, yeah, like as of today, if he's leaving Ole Miss, it's going to be LSU. Now, I just can't really put any sort of percentage on
right
whether he's going to stay or go. I think that's just too hard. But, again, this could all change tomorrow. I mean, you're talking about Lane Kiffin here.
You can't see me, but I made a face when you said Florida's not in it. Like, and the reason why I'm doing it, not because I don't believe you, but it just feels like this is like maximum desperation for that program that has just whiffed on coach after coach after coach. And this is the guy. This is the guy of the 2025 cycle. He's coached in that state. He's the hottest guy out there. And I just, in my mind, I'm like, there's just no way Florida would ever take no for an answer here. Like, what do you think is going to be the impetus for them swinging and missing here with Lane if it goes that way?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think Saban has pushed LSU. I think Jimmy Sexton has pushed LSU. I think it's probably, just all things being equal, just a better job. It's just a place where it's probably a little bit easier to get the kind of talent you need to win a national title. I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about the new reality of college football where money and it's not exactly like it used to be, but I still think LSU is one of those jobs that's maybe just a little bit on a plane or on a level that's a little bit above everybody else.
Where would you advise Florida to turn then? If LSU is indeed the destination for Lane.
Well, I know you guys want me to say Ryan Silverfield.
I figure there's a better chance at Missouri, right? Where Laird Veach is the AD, and if Eli left now,
yeah,
you know.
No, in all seriousness, look, I think you know there's a lot of talk about Eli Drinkwitz at all of these jobs, Penn State, Florida. If LSU missed on Lane, you know, he's certainly somebody in that discussion. You know, it'd be interesting to see if they kick the tires on Clark Lee, maybe. Although I don't know if that would work all that well. I don't know exactly. You know, I think Jeff Brohm's probably staying at Louisville from everything I hear. Mm-hmm. So I think he's probably not the guy. I think based on what he said last week, it'd be hard for me to imagine Kenny Dillingham like turning around and taking one of these jobs when he's been just like so adamant that he's staying. Brent Key, another one, obviously Georgia Tech is having a really good season, but you know, he could have a conference championship game to prepare for. So I don't know. We'll see about him. So I don't know. I don't know exactly what they would do.
Talking to Dan.
Maybe let's start some Bob Stoops rumors again. That's always a fun one.
I like it. Yeah. Let's get everybody triggered. That's at Florida. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. We're talking to Dan Wilkins, senior writer for Yahoo Sports. You know, you mentioned Silverfield, and as you mentioned, this is a staunchly pro Ryan Silverfield show. But if all of this movement happens, right? Like, you know, I mean, this has been a pretty damn busy college football carousel with all these, and who knows, right? There still may be more yet to come. I mean, do you think there is a juncture, if it's not happening already, where Ryan Silverfield's name starts to, you know, pick up steam around the country?
I don't know. I mean, he's in that same group with a few other guys. You know, the American Conference that are being talked about for all these jobs. And, you know, everyone is kind of waiting and seeing there's a few that are kind of 50-50 on whether they're going to open or not. You know, you're talking about Florida State, you're talking about Baylor, you're talking about, you know, a few others. I don't know. I mean, I don't get the sense he's at the top of anyone's list, but again, as these things sort of trickle down and people miss or whiff on some of the guys that they have at the top, maybe he kind of becomes a fallback option. I think that's probably where it stands right now.
Is there an obvious way, all these dominoes, is there, if Lane left, is there an obvious way to go with Ole Miss?
And has he raised the profile of that job, Dan? Or are you more in line with college jobs in this day and age, especially ones at that level, you know, all sort of similar? I mean, Lane's shown what you can do at Ole Miss. Do you think he's, you know, that net now is you know, that you cast is now drawing in, you know, more eyes in terms of who they could get? Where would you go if you were Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I think it's a pretty good job right now.
Yeah.
And they're very well funded, and that's the thing. You've got to be well funded. And they have shown a commitment for that kind of roster. So I believe that, you know, they would want to talk to somebody like John Sumrall. I've heard in the past maybe Sumrall is would be hesitant to follow Lane because he has set such a standard there and raised the expectations, and that could be a factor maybe for some coaches. But, you know, you're going to be in a competition with an Auburn, probably with a Florida. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where they would go. That's probably like one step ahead of kind of where I'm at. But, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, even people who are not head coaches, like Colin Klein at Texas A&M. A lot of talk about him as somebody who will get one of these Power 5 head coaching jobs sooner or later. So there's definitely options, but I don't know that there's like a slam dunk Ole Miss name right now.
Yeah. Talking to Dan Wilkin again, senior writer for Yahoo Sports. And what about, I mean, obviously, you know, you won a bunch of awards at Vandy. Are you pitching in to the collective to keep Clark Lea in Nashville? I mean, it seems like, if from his perspective, you know, this might be the absolutely perfect time to get the hell out of Dodge if you're, you know, because it's been a historically tough job. Is that, you know, on the horizon for him at Vandy, you think?
Yeah, well, I didn't get that much of a raise, you know, that I'm going to be saving Clark Lea in Nashville. I wish. But, no, look, I think with Clark, the whole thing is not so much necessarily about like what kind of contract he gets, but the commitment of the program and of the school to continue to invest. He's talked about this football operations building they promised him that they need to start putting shovels in the ground on, NIL and, you know, all that stuff. Because again, how did they get good this year? Well, they invested and they bought, you know, frankly, they bought a whole offensive system from like New Mexico State, right? So they're going to have to continue to do that to stay relevant in the SEC. And I'm sure that Clark and his representation want some assurances that that's going to happen. And if they can accommodate that, I think he'll probably stay in Nashville.
Larger question for us, Dan, but you sure know why it matters. And I'm going big picture here, but that group of five spot, you know, and the chances that it is always a constant in the playoff, whether it's, you know, you expand and it stays or whatever else. Do you think, you know, that spot's going to be there for the Memphises, the Tulanes, the Boise States for so long as they're, at least for the, you know, for the time being?
That there's going to be a spot in the playoff?
Yes, for the group of five. That the Power Four at some point won't make a power play to bump you out.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big concern right now. You know, and especially because I think this will eventually expand to 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the Big Ten has thrown out larger configurations. I don't sense that that's a big concern.
Well, I ask it to tell you this. I think it's even more of a reason for Memphis. It's the reason, really, why you have to make this shift right now. I don't know if you saw it, but you know, that UNLV game, and Memphis didn't do itself any favors. You know, Penny's put together a roster that doesn't look like right now it should be together, and you get run off the floor. But the attendance down there, Dan, I mean, what it was when you covered it compared to what it is now, I mean, even Josh must have looked at it like, holy cow. So point being, that one being in a building you don't control, as so long as you've got that college football playoff access out of this spot as the winner of the American, that is the higher ceiling sport, you know. Right now, it's the higher ceiling sport. It's in a building that you do control, and so that's why it makes sense to make the shift. I don't think Memphis basketball is ever getting to a point even to where, you know, I was covering it after you, and there were still 18,000 in there for Louisville.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've talked to a lot of people at different programs around the country this year, and there's definitely a tension at certain schools, and Memphis is in this mix. You know, I think you could throw Arizona in this mix. I think you can throw Kentucky, Indiana, maybe, although Indiana's in a little different situation because of what's happened with them in football. But, you know, you're talking about schools where historically basketball has been really, really important and where the ceiling is very high. But you also have administrations that want to invest in football because they feel like that's the ticket to staying relevant in whatever the system is going to be of college sports. And so there's a huge like fight for resources and rev share and all that stuff. It's tough and it's tricky. And because it involves decisions and decisions reflect what you value. So yeah, good. I don't know. I mean, we've talked about this before. Memphis basketball does need some juice. I don't know if you get that by moving to the Big East in basketball, which honestly, Big East needs some juice. And then, you know, figuring out what to do with football, whether that's Pac-12 football only or, you know, basically doing what UConn did and going independent. I mean, that's a huge sacrifice and a huge problem. I don't know if you can pull that off, right? I don't think there's an easy answer here, but what Memphis is struggling with in that regard, I don't think is totally unique in this era, but because they're not in a power conference, it's definitely more urgent.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, of the examples that you brought up, and I'm not, I don't want to put you in a position where you're like having to like defend, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that because I think that's really tough, but like, it's Memphis is one of the few, if maybe San Diego State would be like the other sort of non-power for comparison. It's like, all right, they have a basketball program that they won in, they were in the championship 2 years ago. And they also want to, but I don't know what their power conference ambitions are. Like, so it feels like Memphis is almost on an island in some way as a non-power four school that wants to be good in both, right? And, you know, Boise, I guess, it wants to be good in basketball, but, you know, it feels like they've always been football first. So, you know, what's survivability look like when you have ambitions for both?
Yeah, again, you have a limited, especially in rev share, you have limited resources that you have to allocate, and that's going to always hurt feelings because you give to one, you're taking away from the other, and that's just the way it is. So I don't know how you figured that out, honestly.
Do you think in this sort of climate with, because I was talking to a Power Four coach yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week about his NIL, and he said last year he only had two guys on his roster that made $400,000, and now everybody on the roster is making $400,000, basically. Budgets have just exploded in basketball. Kentucky, you pointed it out on your on X this week that Kentucky's $22 million budget is like a target now. Everybody knows. Yeah. Do you think Memphis can still be relevant in this climate in basketball?
Yeah, I mean, they can, but it's just like, It's a level of commitment that is going to be hard to attain. I mean, especially when you're trying to be good in football as well. You know, obviously Memphis kind of got a raw deal with the PJ Haggerty thing last year, and I think if PJ Haggerty was on the team this year, probably
more juicy. Yep.
The feeling would be a little bit different, but that's also a reflection of just the way things work now. I don't know. I mean, I watched a little bit of that game against UNLV. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm super familiar with the Memphis basketball roster or whatever, but I don't know. Just the sort of initial impression I got was that Penny might have just kind of struck out in the portal this year. Like, he's been a big portal guy, and he's gotten some really good players in the portal, but maybe this year was a dud, you know?
Yep.
We'll see if they get better. Maybe there's an opportunity for that, but it's living that portal life is hard.
Yep.
You know, when you're 100% portal, you're going to run into years where you just don't make good evaluations. And if they don't have a good year, I'm going to be super interested to see what that means for him.
They're playing the number one team in the country tonight in Purdue. If you were picking a national champ today, Dan, Arizona's out there. They're huge. I got a chance to watch them. Duke looks good. How close would you have Purdue to the top of a Dan Walken national contender list?
Well, I mean, Purdue's really, really good, obviously. And, from a big picture standpoint, they're going to have challenges, I think, just because I know people get mad when I say this. Purdue fans got mad. I made a comment the other night. Fletcher Loyer's a really good player, but against, like, elite athletes. He's neutralized a little bit. And I think that's just an issue for them, and they need him. I love Arizona, certainly. Duke is, Cameron Boozer's, like, won championships. I got every team he's ever played on. So, yeah, it's those are good teams. We'll see as the year goes on. Like, Alabama, I'm sure, is going to be right there. St. John's, I'd still give some opportunity to them. UConn, like, it's way too early for me. Houston, we didn't even mention. It's too early for me to, like, really parse all of the contenders in basketball. But for sure, 100% for sure, like, Purdue's a legit Final Four contender.
I don't want to, publish our private messages, but I think you also moved up UNLV after that performance inside FedEx Forum on that list, right, Dan?
Three starters.
They had to jump up the rankings after that performance.
Hey, good for Josh Pastner, man. He had taken on a couple losses early in the year that were not very good, but I'm sure that meant a lot to him to come into the Forum and get that win. So that was, good for him.
Absolutely. Dan, great stuff as always, man. Thank you, Dan, for the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, he is Dan Walken from Yahoo Sports. Said Florida's not even in it for Lane Kiffin, basically. Well, now, he said it could change tomorrow, but I didn't expect that kind of.
No, a lot of people have been saying this morning that it's LSU. Yeah. I didn't know if he was a part of that switchover. Doesn't sound like he was. He's always thought, like you, LSU's the better job, and maybe never left that post. That LSU's the better job.
Yeah.
It feels like lately there's been a momentum swing. Have the odds changed?
No.
Okay.
And that's the part that's interesting. Lane Kiffin is still -133 to be the Florida coach. Hmm. So that's the part of it that I'm having a hard time with.
Yeah.
Because, somebody out there always knows, bro. Right? Like, because you can bet on this stuff, you can bet on this stuff. And I just feel like somebody knows what that situation is looking like. Will Lane Kiffin leave Ole Miss before November 28th of this year? 16% chance. Down from a high of 50. So they think he will coach through November 28th. So it has just flipped in the time that we had Dan on. He is now favored to not be the head coach of the Gators next year, -118. And he is currently, as of now on the board, +143 to be the next coach at LSU, which would be the favorite.
Coach is switched.
Now. So very fascinating. But he made it sound like it's either Ole Miss or LSU for Lane. Like, he's staying at Ole Miss, but he's not going. He's not 100% leaving Ole Miss, but he's not going to Florida, which I just found interesting. Anyway, good stuff there from Dan Walken. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Bennett Doyle going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency. Reach out to them. If you're looking at listing your home, selling your home, they're the best team in town. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. They're going to be honest with you, straight up with you from the beginning of the process. They're not just trying to get you as a client. They want you to be happy. And pretty much everybody that we've talked to that's gone to Live Love has been happy. They've made the most money for their home. They've really, really loved getting to know and deal with Jennifer Carson and her team. So be the next. So to livelovemips.com.
901-625-5200. That's the number to get a hold of Jennifer Carstensen. She's great. You'll see it for yourself. Whether it's her, whether it's anybody on her hardworking and growing team, you'll see how great Live Love is. As soon as you get on the phone with them, as soon as you get that return email, whichever way you'd like to contact them, they speak all languages, it feels like. It's actually English, Mandarin, and Spanish. So three. We got you covered there, we hope. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 125. We're going to talk to him about the guide, man. He is such a fountain of optimism, man, and he's going to take us through, you know, how we get through this evening. You know, one team favored, one team not. You know, what do you do? How do you handle that? He's already down at FedEx Forum. What a day for him, right? Grizz Radio Network, Grind City Media, Grit, the mayor.
He's a hard worker.
How does he do it? I believe he's announced that he'll be running for mayor alongside Dr. Fagans, which was big news in our world, no doubt about that, for Shelby County mayor. So I think he's put his hat in the ring, man.
He's too busy to be mayor, John.
So we'll talk to him at 1:25.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.